You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hey, you say you're getting tired of lettuce and tomato hamburgers in this town that don't quite make it?
Yeah!
You say that just once you'd like your hamburger hot and your lettuce and tomato cool and crisp all at the same time?
Yeah!
Well, I say, you got it. I'm talking McDonald's new lettuce and tomato hamburger, the McDLT.
I'm talking quarter pound of beef on the hot, hot side.
And the hot stays hot.
The new McDLT.
Hot, hot.
Crisp lettuce and tomato on the cool, cool side.
And the cool stays cool.
The new McDLT.
Cool crisp.
The beef stays hot. The cool stays crisp. Put it together, you can't resist. The hottest taste, the coolest dish.
Keep it hot, hot. Keep it cool, cool. McDLT. McDLT. Hot, beefy McD. Cool crisp LT. McD. LT. It's a good time. Hot, beefy McD.
For the great taste.
Cool crisp LT.
Of McDonald's.
Could be the best tasting lettuce and tomato hamburger ever.
New McD.
Thank you, Jason Alexander. It is June 1991. Dana Plato receives a 6-year suspended sentence for robbing a video store. Comedy Central premieres, and Susan Lucci loses at the Daytime Emmys for the 12th time. But you don't care about all of that because you're hiding a very fat snake under your bed while posting flyers around town that say free snake avail in 2 weeks. Someone will definitely take a free snake. And when he does, you will fall in love. You just know it. Until then, you can open your favorite magazine and pretend that snake taker will be animal activist River Phoenix. Yes, it's time to
listen to
Sassy.
Sassy. Oh. It's right there.
It was right there. It's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Right on schedule.
So what she's predicting is a snake-based meat cute.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Right.
A swallow cute.
Right. Meat with an A.
Yeah. Jaws completely unhinged. That's good kissing.
Dicker. That's good kissing.
What now? What now?
What now?
Hmm. Like, there's too much side copy in this one. I felt like it was more than usual. My neck hurts.
Mm-hmm. I did read all the sideways ones at the same time, for sure.
She does look so cute in the picture, though.
Tara Ariano, sassy magazine efficiency expert.
Listen.
Rotate once. Read all of those. Rotate again. Read all of those. Repeat 3 times.
Everyone has a system at this point.
Yeah. As I've told you guys many times, I can just send you the raw files and then you can rotate them in preview and it's much easier. And
you can rotate them in preview as you send them now.
All right.
You can. We just don't.
I do.
I have the magazines and I don't do it.
I do. I'm the second place efficiency expert. Pam, you're last.
Always.
Zine of the month. It's about girl germs.
Ew.
Which I would not care about except
they're called cooties.
For this. Here's what we learned. Girl Germs was chosen as Zine of the Month, partially because of its cool name. It's dedicated to girls who are in charge of things like bands. In this, the first issue, there are interviews with the bands Unrest and Calamity Jane, an essay about a Mother Jones cover story on women in rap, reviews of magazines and zines, blah, blah, blah. I met the chicks who do Girl Germs, Allison and Molly, at a Chia Pet / Nation of Ulysses / Beat Happening show at Bard College. You thought you could skip by another reference to the sassiest boy in America by only naming his band and not him. We're on to you. I'm dying to know if she was just trying to fuck this guy or if they were actually fucking, and I'm not even joking anymore.
And Chia Pet is the sassy band. That's the sassy house band. So
right.
Tried to fit two in there at the same time.
Fucking guy. We will never
escape. He's almost done
him.
With his tenure.
It doesn't
almost.
Matter. I feel like we're going to hear about him for the rest of our lives.
I found two issues of Girl Germs on archive.org. It looks like a cool zine. And I tried to figure out, like, what happened to Allison and Molly? And they're still just in Portland being Portland people. Like,
where the dream of the 90s is alive. Where else would
yes.
they be?
Sassy definition number 38, rotted. This is an adjective meaning bad, gross, and disgusting. I'm feeling really rotted today because I was up all night writing songs for my band Mood Ring. I think it's great.
I don't like ones where it's just one letter off what you should be saying. It just feels like somebody made a mistake and everybody was too lazy to correct them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you mean rotten?
Yeah. This is the definition of rotten.
Yeah, rotted feels a little more like your guts have been torn out. You're rotted from the inside. If you're feeling extremely rotted, you are rotissimo, which I also am just fine with, too. Making copies, feeling rotissimo. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a really bad brand at Target.
If you're in an extremely unpleasant situation, they suggest you may refer to it as rotterdom. You can't do that with rotten. It doesn't, because it needs a little more decay. Mm.
This also feels modern to me because of bed rot being a thing in the 2020s.
Brain rot.
Yeah, couch rot.
Yeah.
Yeah. We also, speaking of rotten, Dave's brain rot made him stop doing WAPOWs in between items.
True. I was waiting in the quiet.
I was too.
In case you didn't know, when a certain fast food chain finally gave in to pressure from environmentalists and changed its plastic foam packaging, they started using a plastic-coated paper packaging that is most definitely not recyclable. Thanks so much, McDonald's. We're not saying it because you're litigious, but you know who you are.
Sometimes when I go to, a gas station or something like that to get a pop, soda. Mm-hmm.
Just be yourself.
They still have,
get a pop.
Thank you. When I go get a pop. And they still have styrofoam cups. It annoys me so much because I feel like I'm always going to crush them just drinking.
Totally.
They're so breakable. You know, with my giant man strength.
Yeah.
Richard Dreyfuss from Jaws after the guy smashes the can, he's just got a styrofoam cup. He's like, all right. I feel like I can do that at any moment while I'm drinking one.
Is this how you always felt about styrofoam? Or are you just now so accustomed to a hard grip from whatever you're drinking out of that you cannot go back to the structurally compromised styrofoam past?
When I was a kid, I didn't have the strength to crush a styrofoam cup. It was still, and also styrofoam cups for your pop or whatever you were drinking were much smaller back then. And now of today's mighty 222 microliter sizes, we have structural integrity problems to the point where it's hard to put the lid on them because the styrofoam is too loosey-goosey, doesn't have structural integrity. So you have to like run your finger around the lip and hope it all catches. And then it comes loose anyways while you're drinking it. Sometimes the lid pops off and the lid is a big part of the structural integrity. And then the whole thing goes boing.
Yeah.
So when I'm at 7-Eleven and I'm getting myself a delicious beverage, I will use their Slurpee cups, even if they have styrofoam cups for their soda, which they do sometimes, which is weird. Because some of them just have all plastic, but some of them have plastic and styrofoam.
At 7-Eleven, really?
Yeah.
The only place I ever see styrofoam cups is that Exxon station on Anderson. And when I get one of those, as I sometimes want to do as well, I always feel like I had to pick it up with both hands if I'm in the car.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I'm similarly scared that the lid's going to pop.
It's like a 5-gallon tub from Home Depot, the buckets you buy for paint and stuff like that. It's sort of like that if it was made out of styrofoam.
I also prefer the plastic big gulp cups. Yeah.
I don't know how y'all make it, because I think Sonic and Chick-fil-A still use styrofoam. Like,
they do.
Can you even have a cherry limeade not in styrofoam and have it taste any good at all?
Pam really needs that styrofoam aftertaste.
Yeah. It's got a mouthfeel that you recognize when it's gone.
I was trying to figure out when McDonald's switched from their styrofoam to something else, and see what the progression was, because they switched away from styrofoam, but then they didn't actually go full recyclable because that wasn't how we did things back then yet. It was just like, well, now we're not using the foam, we're just using something else, and we'll coat it in plastic so you don't get so you don't see the grease stains all over your product to remind you how bad this is for you. And then eventually in the late 90s, I think they changed to actual non-coated recyclable material that you could recycle.
Right.
Right.
Yes. So,
But I was looking at the pictures of the styrofoam containers. And by the way, when they're all, I'll put a link in the show notes to a post I made, but when they're all together, they're beautiful.
Yes. Yes.
Things arranged neatly. But I was like, okay, the McDLT, which is why we heard that up top.
Yes.
It's double the size because they have to keep the hot and the cool. So they're side by side. Mm-hmm. And then you have to put a lid over that. So it's like twice the size of the square ones for the Big Mac or whatever. And I'm like, surely that was the biggest, worst one.
Oh, yeah.
And then I found the scrambled eggs with English muffin one is so big you can put a family of four in it.
Yes. The pancakes. I forgot about those. The big breakfast. Yes.
Yeah.
But I remember the McDLT being a moment when even normal people were like, this is excessive. This makes me feel bad looking at this packaging.
It's like those bag salads you buy now where every single ingredient comes in its own cellophane bag. And you're like 3 hours later after you cut them all open and put them in a bowl, your lettuce is brown. Like, oh, fuck. It's like Fry making Oreos on Futurama. Take the individual pieces, putting them in the cookie press. And we're done.
Sassiest girl in America update. She has been so undercovered compared to the sassiest boy. I had to go on our website and click back in the episodes to remind myself what this girl even looked like. Because I was like, is this the one where she wasn't on the cover? No, she was. I just totally forgot her. Anyway, she's doing great. That's all I had to say. She gave her prize money to the National Child Rights Alliance, the organization, wrote her a letter asking her to join their board of directors. But, you know, other than that, she's 15. No one at her school was that impressed with her being the sassiest girl in America, which in itself is pretty sassy.
Cute band alert. We've already been talking
band
about
alert.
Cute band alert. Do I fall at the end?
Yeah.
Oh boy. Can never be cool. The trash can Sinatras we talked about last time, I feel, but here they get their own little section. Talking about cake. Yeah, again, band I thought I made up because I guess I heard about them here and then I bought their tape and that's where the trash can Sinatras thank all of the money that they ever got. It was from me.
What a day, 90s name.
The trash can Sinatras. Mm-hmm. They're really pretty.
Squirrel nut zippers, trash can Sinatras.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. They were as opposite of the squirrel nut zippers as you could get.
Mm-hmm. Going to the next page, turning it sideways. Flattery will get you everywhere. This is a little blurb about a band called Kicking Giant. They're a New York City-based band, including a guitar player named Tay and a drummer named Rachel. They wrote them a letter and made a nice tape. It's so impressed Christina that, as she writes, me and Karen went to their show. No, you didn't. Karen and I went to their show.
Wow.
Shameful. That said, they Tave made himself a handmade Karen Catchpole t-shirt with the looks like puff paint, flowers, and glasses, which I'm not even sure she wears, but he's wearing it in the little photo here. It's very cute. I turned it too fast. Should have left it where it was. Juicy Robert Downey Jr. tidbits. Robums, see, was cast in the movie Charlie, a story of the life of Charlie Chaplin, with the ubiquitous Winona Ryder playing the silent film star's young wife, Una. And I was like, what? And then I looked it up and I was right. She's not in that movie. That part ended up being played by Moira Kelly.
Don't you mean Uni?
Unums.
Yes. Unals.
Unums Chaplin.
And as we know, it was not called Charlie. It was called Chaplin. And I've seen that movie and it is pretty boring.
Should have called it Chuck C.
Yes.
Is what
it
they should have done.
It also says the second unconfirmed Robernator rumor. Mm. Our multi-talented former cover boy is recording some music. And I had completely forgotten about his album from 2004 where the song Broken, which I really thought you were going to play for the intro.
Did you even go and listen to it?
The song goes, in love with a broken heart. And the first lyric is, as love in these modern times. It continues like this. Like, it never stops. It never stops being funny. I hope Robert Downey Jr. doesn't
listen
to this podcast.
Pam, if you want a modern equivalent of that, and I'm not joking, it's the best fucking thing ever. Check out a song called Red by Josh Radnor of How I Met Your Mother.
Mm-hmm.
I'm begging everybody, go and listen to it. It is.
Oh, these lyrics.
This, yeah, the lyrics. Yes. Don't read them ahead of time. Just listen to the song. Okay. Let it wash over you.
Bad as the lyrics are, it's so much worse hearing them sung.
This song, this do go listen to Broken. I put in the show notes the YouTube video of, I don't even remember if it's a video, just the song. The chorus is the bridge is the Serenity Prayer.
Oh, like, God.
God. Grab some doors, laugh out loud. Even it says, Frinkle, grab some magazines. And when you look at the lyrics, it says the word Fink, like he did that on purpose. Like,
no.
It's so silly. And it's such a Sting ripoff song the whole time. You'd be like, you're like, did Sting drop this? And you picked it up and you're like, in love with a ripped off song. It's so hilarious. He was so serious.
Ooh. I like how it slowly morphed into a Michael McDonald song over the course of this segment.
Not much of a difference. I only have two impressions.
The sting of the night.
Oh, boy.
Genetic mutations, there are illustrations that are very important, so pull up your visual aids while we speak. Mutant breed number one, this stumpy-legged cat, top left, known as the Munchkin, originated from a spontaneous mutation of the American domestic short-haired kitty. The first Munchkins were found under a pickup truck in Louisiana back in 1983. Since then, they have increased in numbers. Not sure what that means. Are you saying they are being bred to have little teeny stubby legs like our dog Sandy?
Yes, this cat looks like our dog, which is like a pit basset hound mix or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think if it was found under a pickup truck in Louisiana, the cat should be called the F-150.
True. Christina says this cat looks like a sea lion and has a sea lion picture beside it. I don't not see it.
Hmm.
Mutant breed number two, Mr. Billy Corgan, what? Bottom left, sings and plays guitar for the Chicago band Smashing Pumpkins, who are touring with Jane's Addiction in Europe and have a new album called Gish out this month. I like their music very much. Their publicist, Janet, thinks they sound like Velvet, and I love it that they managed to be rocking and ethereal at the same time. I really like the drumming. I don't even have to add that Billy's a carbon copy of Edie Brickell, bottom right, at least physically. This doesn't bother him, though. I know I look like a lady, Billy has been known to say, which is not the same as a quote exactly, but that is a line I have remembered for the rest of my life. Every time I see Billy Corgan, I hear him say, I know I look like a lady. And perhaps this blurb is why he shaved his long hair and I don't think ever grew it back after this.
Yeah,
less like Edie Brickell.
And then to mix it all up, we all remember that Billy Corgan was on the cover of Paws magazine more than once holding some cats.
Is that true?
It is. I just put the link in there.
Oh, man.
Yeah. He just loves being on Cats Magazine. Paws Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. The best meme is him on the roller coaster of the, we don't even care. Do you know this? Do you know Billy Corgan on a roller coaster?
No.
All right. It's great for a podcast because it's audio. But Billy Corgan.
Oh, that's good.
Every time.
That's good stuff.
Irish Pen Pal. Sorry if you had trouble with your letters to the place where you can get the Irish Pen Pals. We made a mistake. Here's the address again. If it looks weird, it's because it's in Gaelic. And there's the address. Two things. One, if it looks weird because it's in Gaelic, way to sell it. And two, shouldn't it be sorry if you had the troubles with your letters to the place where you can get the Irish Pen Pals? Thank you very much. I will not be taking questions.
They had an Irish exit, I believe is what it's called. In the following states, schools are free to govern students' hairstyles and facial hair without having to prove that the hair in question causes a disruption of the educational process or is a health or safety hazard. And then it lists a whole bunch of states. Other states are more reasonable. Texas is on there, as is Mississippi,
what?
Which is why I have this picture from age 12 that I put in the show notes when they made me not wear my hair in a flop because it was considered an inappropriate and or hazardous haircut that disrupt the educational process. So I had to feather it up over my head and everybody called me the beaver.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
It does have Coeur de Bois
well,
qualities to it.
It's got It's got a lot of qualities to it, including that's a little dickie I'm wearing under. That's two collars, if you can see there. I was the height of fashion.
Yeah.
In the
it's got Davy Crockett energy for sure.
Yes. So sad.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail? Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
First of all, before you start, do not put OK.ru links in the show notes for people, please.
Hey, what is that?
Definitely going to get all the malware and all the crypto ransomware that you can handle if you go there.
All right. I won't.
What is OK.ru?
It's Russian. I can tell you that much.
Oh.
Epicenter for the world's ransomware industry. Watch it.
Watch it.
And it being Russian links.
Yeah, if there is a link online there, you can watch it on a Russian mirror site. But Dave says don't. So I will not link to it. This is a 4-dot review for the movie Trust, directed by Hal Hartley. It also stars Adrian Shelley. It's about a girl who gets pregnant and gets kicked out of her house. And then she meets up with Matthew, a psychologically damaged computer technician who lives with his violent father. Soon after meeting Mr. Wright, she trades her short, tight, neon lycra skirt and high-heeled white ankle boots for a dumpy dress and hiking boots and starts reading philosophy. So changes from Shelley from Northern Exposure into Denise from The Cosby Show, basically. Everything I like about this movie, Christina writes, is summed up in a pivotal scene in which Matthew sits mesmerized by inane TV programming. He explains that he spent the entire day at work compromising his principles and kowtowing to morons and philosophizes. TV makes these daily sacrifices possible. And I stand with Matthew. He's right. TV does make those sacrifices possible. Thanks, TV. TV.
For 2-dots, we have Toy Soldiers I'm only mentioning it for the Kevin Coogan Forever Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
This movie, I think, would probably succeed in a remake. It's although Amy says, sorry, Amy, Toy Soldiers is an implausible story about prep school boys who were taken hostage by the son of an imprisoned drug lord. These naughty My Daddy is Richer Than Yours guys have been thrown out of every prep school. When I watched the trailer, it was like, these kids can't be held hostage because they're troublemakers and they know how to make some trouble. And I was like, yeah, we can do this. Sean Astin is in it. And so is Will Wheaton. And the writer-director is Dan Petrie Jr., whose middle name is Mannix. That's what I learned. Dan is a Canadian-American. He wrote Beverly Hills Cop, Turner and Hooch. And he's been the president of the WGA multiple times. And he's on the board of advisors for Austin Film Festival. He seems like a really nice guy. And, you know, I feel like if he wanted to dust this one off and try again, there's a new cast ready.
Whoopow. Oh, wait, we're not doing that anymore. True Colors only gets two dots. Jessica is in mourning because her two favorite men on the planet star in this movie, and it's pretty much a dud. It's James Spader and John Cusack. And I read this entire review thinking, we watched this movie, and then realized I was thinking of the other one. Bad influence. The James Spader and Rob Lowe movie. That is excellent. This one looks bad. The end of it is, of this review is, my favorite low point was when, in the middle of all this pontificating, there's a kick-butt action-packed, totally unnecessary ski chase, which almost gets me on board. That sounds pretty good, actually.
This is one of those movies when you'd find out, like, James Spader and John Cusack are in a movie together, and then you find out it's this, and you're like, man!
That's kind of how you feel about Bad Influence, too. It's like, wait, they don't even kiss once? Good God.
Writer Kevin Wade also wrote Working Girl Jr. and Meet Joe Black.
Whoa. Only one dot for A Tale of Springtime. This movie sucked for many reasons. For one thing, it's subtitled, so you must be willing to read your way through it. That's kind of where I want to bail. Sorry, Maureen, beloved intern. But there's more. Secondly, nothing happens. It's one of those films that relies more on character than on plot. In other words, it's European. Like, this is an Eric Rohmer movie. It's very, very well regarded. And the fact that it gets tagged with a bomb here and just one dot is extremely funny. If you look it up in Rotten Tomatoes, it's like 88% from critics. So maybe missed on this one, Maureen. Subtitled movies are not automatically bad movies. Finally, a justified bomb for If Looks Could Kill, the Richard Grieco star vehicle, which I have seen. I watched it on YouTube, but it is legitimately on Hoopla now. And the reason I've watched it is for our sister podcast, Again with This, because this movie was written by Darren Star, creator of Beverly Hills 90210 and Melrose Place, and Emily in Paris more recently, and Sex in the City between all of those. So it is extremely off-brand for him in a way that makes it kind of hilarious. Like, this is not a guy who is meant to be writing a James Bondy kind of teen spoof thing. It's not his lane at all. And the final product reflects that. It's really bad.
Yeah, I read that this is from a story by Fred Decker, who wrote Night of the Creeps, Monster Squad, House, and RoboCop 3. And he said, you know, I had written this for Anthony Michael Hall. And so he's like, the final product is not what I envisioned, not the least reason being they cast a cool guy to play the nerdy lead, which kind of defeats the whole purpose of it, of the comedy.
That is very true. He is extremely miscast. Five dots, but not a hit stamp for Kill Uncle by Morrissey. Second solo album, Mary Kay writes that she missed the Smiths. I did too. I had both of the Morrissey solo albums, probably because they were both reviewed in Sassy. I was not in a cool group that knew about the Smiths, though, in my formative years. If I'd gone to Niagara District Secondary School the entire time with all the artsy people, I definitely would have been on board with the Smiths. But anyway, this album is really good. The songs still hit. All the ones she mentions in her review are still solid, including R. Frank, which we heard the clip from, but also Sing Your Life, King Lear, and Driving Your Girlfriend Home. And it's a real pity that Morrissey is a terrible person because he's really good at singing and writing songs.
Drama segment. Here comes a review. It's got 4 stars.
You read in a review, he sings in a very deep monotone and think, well, how monotone can it be? He's singing. And then you hear the clip and realize, oh, okay, that's very accurate.
Yeah. Makes Crash Test Dummies seem like the opera.
This is from Dreamy by Beat Happening. Beat Happening is mentioned in What Now as gigging with Chia Pet and Nation of Ulysses. The music is really my shit. It's just, it's really too bad this guy can't sing at all. The jangly guitars I'm on board with, but not the drone.
Tara likes the jangly guitars. All her songs sound exactly the same. One to watch. Is this one to watch? Let's find out.
Is it?
What do you think, Dave?
I don't know who this is.
Okay. This is Alec Kashishian. I believe this is our first director to watch. And the reason they're profiling him is that he directed Truth or Dare, the Madonna documentary. Mm. He's definitely very cute. Is he one to watch? I don't know. Kind of not really. After Truth or Dare, he made With Honors, the Harvard homeless guy movie with Joe Pesci. Remember that?
Kind of.
Brendan Fraser and Moira Kelly. She's back again from Chaplin. She was in it. Patrick Dempsey, I think. I've never actually seen it, I don't think. And then he kind of didn't really do anything for a really long time other than direct music videos. But then he also directed the Selena Gomez documentary on Apple that I believe is called My Mind and Me or something like that. It's about her mental health struggles. So I would say he did not fulfill his early promise. He did not do as much as I think we thought he would. Did this name mean anything to you before this page came into your life, Dave?
No.
Okay. So not one to watch, you judge.
Mm-mm.
All right.
He did do a lot of music videos. Mm-hmm. Like, I when I looked him up, I was like, oh, he did My Prerogative and Every Little Step, and This Used to Be My Playground, and I'll Remember. And for whatever reason, they pick out the Edie Brickell Hard Rain Is Gonna Fall video, which is mostly scenes from Born on the 4th of July. So that was just a, why that one? I don't know. It's like page 3 of Edie Brickell. Maybe that's it.
Just one feature this month in the pop culture department, and it is titled, I Saw River Phoenix Brush His Teeth. Mm. Christina is sent to a hotel because he is brushing his teeth, and he wanted to get on the record about it. Now, River Phoenix has a band.
I love clean teeth and drugs. That's
gosh.
It's true. Yes, he had a band called The Leak Is Attic with his sister Rain and two guys named Josh and another guy not named Josh. And they had a record deal that nothing really came of it, apparently, because it was really uncommercial. But also they had a hard time getting in the studio because of River's, you know, acting career. So they didn't make a full album ever, or there are pieces of it that I guess some members of the band are still trying to put together where it's like, it's been 30 something years, guys. I think if something was going to pop with this, it would have by now. But they did make one song that was on a PETA charity fundraiser album. So that's what they're in town to promote. This article is, I mean, it's classic Christina. She's just trying to cling on to something about like, here's this cute actor I like, and he is not playing along with that narrative kind of at all. She's also really shitty to the other members of the band. She writes that Rain Phoenix, his sister, has features that are pretty and ugly at the same time. Another guy in the band is not particularly cute. I just hope she made the most of this time interviewing him, because if he ever read this, I don't think he's going to let you interview him again. This is a one and done.
Anyway. Those script descriptions, ugly, but she doesn't know it.
Yes. Yeah. Oh,
hideous, but still walking through life.
Yeah. The non-River guy that she thinks is the cutest, Tim Hankins, is the one who in the picture is completely covering his face from the nose down. So I guess we have to take her word for it. He's also the electric viola player, so I guess that gives you an idea of why this music was judged extremely uncommercial. Mm-hmm. Viola, not viola. She also makes passing reference to River and Rain having grown up in the Children of God
but she just calls it a weird religious sect. It's a cult. He and other children were reportedly sexually abused in it, so that's a weird thing to not follow up on, although, I don't know, maybe they didn't know that at the time.
Maybe, maybe. But yes, I always forget this little fact, and then I'm like, we should be nicer to Joaquin.
Well,
maybe not. Maybe I guess. Not. I don't know.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah, what are we going to do? This is where I learned Rain's middle name is Joan of Arc. This is the middle name episode for Bam.
Boy.
That's a lot to carry around. Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah. The last line of the article is, I don't find it in my heart to say anything bad about them, which is, you know, the entire rest of the article, I would say, contradicts that statement. But they, you know, they hung on for another year after this before disbanding. I doubt that Christina is the reason, but she probably didn't help. Next time, we'll be talking about the fashion, etc., of the June 1991 issue. Culturally appropriate some vaguely Latin American styles. Learn how to clean your makeup tools. And hey, y'all heard of swimsuits? Oh, you have in the last issue? Well, here comes some more.
You can follow Tara on Blue Sky. She is at TaraAriano.com. Pam's there too, but will not return your calls. You can follow the show at Listen to Sassy. Oh, I'm there too. I'm at Cole.fyi, where you can find pictures of neatly arranged McDonald's styrofoam boxes. You can support us on Patreon. Just $5 a month gets you a whole bunch of perks, including, of course, that PDF cover to cover scan. If we have a poster, we add it in there too. If there's an insert, we put it in there too. Tara Scan Crazy. And of course, you can support us for free by rating and reviewing us on the podcast app of your choice to help other listeners find us. It really helps. And then maybe a question mark after that. I don't know if it does, but do it anyway.
Yeah. We're told it helps. I don't know.
You can also call us at 720-SASSY-GO to leave us a voicemail about the show or magazine, and we may play it on a future episode in one of our slumber parties. You can find more information about the podcast, links to our visual aids, and contact info for all of us at listentosassy.com. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye. Keep your hot side hot and your cool side cool.
Yeah.
Oh man. And it's like that? I have it's in my own like story of me yearbook, like my scrapbook. But look how I have like party in the back and business in front. Like I'm the opposite of a mullet. Like it's not anything. It's not a haircut. It's four haircuts.
It really is.
Stapled to my head.
Pam Ribbon, she's a lot.
She is a lot. Is that your comb over?
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail? Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.